AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking to the Russian people, President Vladimir Putin says there would be no peace until Russia achieves its goals in Ukraine. More U.S. aid to Ukraine is in limbo as Republicans push for more money for border security. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear. Instead, they're heading home for the holidays, while Ukrainians are heading right back into the fight.
Putin highlighted Russia's successes in Ukraine and the flagging support by Kyiv's allies. Israel's defense minister says it will take months to destroy Hamas, predicting a drawn-out war, even as his country and its top ally, the U.S., faces increasing international isolation and alarm over the devastation from the campaign in Gaza. Retail sales were up slightly last month, an encouraging sign leading up to the holidays. Stephanie Comp in New Jersey says she is prepared for the economic aspects of shopping.
I budgeted knowing that Christmas comes the same time every year and that inflation was still going to be high. I kind of budgeted throughout the year to be able to get what I need to get done for Christmas.
Stores have been discounting holiday merchandise earlier and heavier. President Biden says thousands of older Americans could pay less for some of their outpatient drug treatments beginning early next year. Some are paying more for drugs at a rate faster than the rate of inflation.
Let's call this for what it is. It's a ripoff. They're ripping off Medicare. They're ripping off the American people.
Under a new law, drug makers will have to pay rebates to the federal government because of those price increases. Jurors are set to begin deliberating to decide how much Rudy Giuliani must pay two former Georgia election workers for spreading lies about them in 2020 that led to a barrage of racist threats and upended their lives. This is AP News. More than a million illegal fruit-flavored e-cigarettes from China have been confiscated at an airport in California.
The Food and Drug Administration says this is the first time it's been able to successfully block millions of dollars worth of fruity, disposable vapes aimed at teens. It requested that customs agents at Los Angeles International Airport start seizing shipments from iMiracle Company, which makes Elf Bar vapes and other brands. The agency says the shipments were deliberately mislabeled. One FDA official says companies continue shamelessly trying to smuggle in vapes that appeal to young users with flavors like strawberry melon and triple berry ice. I'm Jackie Quinn.
His representative says Andre Brower died from lung cancer. The actor told the New York Times in 2014 he stopped smoking and drinking years ago. Brower was 61. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.